What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike is to my left, Beau across from me, and Dylan behind the glass. Before we get to the Braves game, did we all get a good education on Scud Clouds?
On what?
Scud Clouds. Did you guys not see this before the Braves game?
Scud Clouds?
Scud Clouds.
Clouds.
Clouds. Clouds.
Okay.
So right before the game last night, by the Battery, there was a cloud that looked like a tornado, and a lot of people were tweeting it out, taking pictures.
I did see this.
Yeah, putting on social media. They're like, take cover, take cover. And so Brad Nitz from WSB meteorologist over there, he put out, guys, it's just a Scud Cloud.
Scud Cloud. That sounds dangerous.
It sounds like Brad knows what he's talking about. I've never heard of it before, but there's no rotation with a Scud Cloud. It's just the form.
Yeah, is it like a supercell or like, you know, I don't know. That's crazy though. Scud Cloud sounds terrifying. I just think of Scud missile.
I don't know. You know? I saw Scud Cloud. I was like, sounds like dud cloud. Like what it sounded like. Like it was a big nothing.
That puts me more at ease.
Yeah. Okay. It was a dud. So, but everyone was worried, and there was a little bit of a rain delay last night at Truist, about 10 minutes. Not really that big of a deal. Braves did lose last night though, 4-0 to the Angels. Again, not Grant Holmes' fault. He only allowed 3 hits, recorded 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. The 8th inning is what broke open for the Angels. Our bats stayed cold, and it's just frustrating. You know Brian Snitker has to be frustrated, too. So he did talk yesterday about what is going on mentally with this team.
Well, no, it's this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game, and all of it, you know. So, yeah, it's about confidence and feel, and, you know, I think get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff. You know, we've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information. They didn't have all the video and whatever, and those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything, and I do. This has been a mental game from the origination of it. And that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
I think there can be analysis by paralysis. I mean, once you see someone either strike out or maybe they even get a great hit or something, run back to the dugout and they're immediately on that iPad. Does that kind of bother you a little bit? You're like, you want to see them celebrate or see the emotion, but they're immediately analyzing what's happening.
Yes and no. I think some of that is a celebration, like seeing where.
Let me watch it again.
Knowing that you nailed that, and I think that's part of it. It, to me, golf and baseball are very similar, because all sports have mechanics in them, but I feel like golf and baseball are so mechanic driven with, you know, throwing motions, at the swings at the plate. A golf swing and a baseball swing are very different,
mm-hmm.
yet they are both very similar in that if your mechanics are off, it is a bad day,
yeah.
A very bad day. There's a mental approach to walking to home plate for an at-bat, just like there's a mental approach for each shot you take in golf. They're very much like, baseball is an individual sport played in a collective setting because every player has to do their individual job. And you're not, and other than like second and short and maybe first and I mean a catcher and home, and you know, and there's, it's really all just do your job on your own, and then it carries, and then you help carry your other eight teammates.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing about baseball, at least from where I'm standing, is it, the two things that you have to do offensively and defensively are completely different. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. In basketball, yes, shooting and rebounding are different, but you're jumping, you know, you're handling the basketball. Like, the whole thing with baseball, it's two completely different skill sets. It is interesting listening to Brian Snicker talk about this, though, because it feels, I don't know what the word is, disconnected's not it, but it's like, dude, it makes me wonder how much film study they're actually doing. I'm like, hopefully it's a lot, and I think mm-hmm. he's alluding to the fact it's a lot, but there's a level of disconnect there where I'm like, yeah, the thing is about the guys who used to go without film study is the entire league was going without film mm-hmm. study. And now the entire league is going with film study, and everybody is studying film, and everybody is looking at mechanics and statistics and launch angle and everything else and making sure the hand placement is good. But the proof is in the pudding. It seems like every single one of these guys is broken at the plate right now.
Well, I think that's his point. To the study thing, is that they're all doing it, and they're doing it so much that they have stopped. It stopped becoming a physical fill, and it started becoming this all mental. Like, you're overthinking things. Like, that's why I brought up golf, because that's the biggest comparison for me, is when you're broke, when something in your swing in golf is off, that's the only thing you think about that so much that then it ends up compounding the situation. And I think that's the problem. Like, I don't know if Michael Harris's swing is broke. I know Michael Harris's approach is broke. But his approach is something in his swing got off, and then it affected his approach, and now everything about him at the plate is broke. And there's no amount of film study you can do that's going to fix the actual swing. You have to just go up there and work through it. You can see what you're doing, but you mentally have to make a conscious effort to block out the bad thoughts and fix it physically.
Yeah, I guess the rebuttal I would have to Brian Snicker, I don't know how else you go about fixing it at this point. Is it a cage thing where you just have a coach looking at you and telling you,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather see it for yourself and be able to try to apply that? And I think I know that these guys are working. There's no doubt about it, and I think all these players are feeling it at this point. But I don't mind them grinding on the iPad or whatever else it may be.
I've thought about wearing a shock collar in golf every time that I wasn't supposed to do, have someone like hit a little shock button.
Goodness. Yeah.
Maybe that would work me out of it. You think that would work?
It seems a little bit intense. I don't know that I'd want Tim Hyers watching me in the cage with a shock collar on. Yeah, but yeah.
So if you kept doing it wrong, like say you did one thing wrong and then you did that same thing wrong, would you just keep upping the intensity on the shot collar?
No. You just keep the same. You don't want to hurt somebody.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
You just want to make them know that they're doing it wrong.
Okay, I just want
every time you screw up.
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page here. Okay,
cool. My grandfather used to take me golfing, and his biggest golf tip, because I kept lifting my head while I was swinging, he always said he was going to tie a fishing line around my neck and put the hook down south, and he was like, "Bet you won't lift your head up then." That's a good point. Probably won't.
But that's the point. Is like, and I don't know how you get out of it. Like it, I did think Michael Harris's approach in at least the first at bat last night was as good of an approach as I've seen him have in a long time. It was really disciplined, I thought.
Yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. I mean, Jurickson Profar does return today. I'm wearing his shirt. It's the first time in 80 games I get to wear the shirt today. Didier Fuentes right now is slated to be on the mound tonight. So Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a budget that secured $600 million for the Cleveland Browns to get a new stadium. Look, you both have been to Huntington Bank Field right on Lake Erie in downtown Cleveland. Do they need the upgrade?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think they do. I think this is the same stadium, if I'm not mistaken, that was built right around the same time that Turner Field was, mm-hmm. 30 years ago. You know what I mean? So it was not a bad facility when I visited there in 2010, I think it was, when we played there. It was the game that Croy Bierman had to pick six. I think that was 2010. That was 10. And so, yeah, it wasn't a terrible facility then, but it was only, you know, 14 years old. Now mm-hmm. we fast forward 15, 16 years, and it's probably start time to looking at something that's just – it's what have you done for me lately in the NFL in terms of stadiums, and technology has come a long way since 1996.
I have no issues with that place. I liked it. I've been there recently. I think it was, I don't know, maybe it's been a few years. I feel like this is more about getting indoors than anything. I'm a fan of outdoor stadiums. I just am. I know that you know, there's certain places that, you know, that maybe you should have a roof that you can use or some way, but I like it. I love seeing football in the elements. I love seeing cold weather. Now, I know I don't play, but I do have to work these games, and I do have an open booth every time we go somewhere, and the coldest place I've ever been was Baltimore when it was like that wind was blowing a few years ago, and it literally was – and then I did the game in Green Bay where it started out. Remember the Sean Weatherspoon?
Yeah.
Game, and that game started out like, I think, 20 degrees, and then by the end of it was like -8.
It is interesting too. I don't know if you guys remember this. I remember when this stadium was built, the old one they tore down, which was, I don't know, Cleveland Municipal. I don't remember what it was mm-hmm. called, but they actually threw all the parts of it out in the lake.
Like, of course they did.
To make an artificial reef
or Cleveland.
Something. Yeah, they were like, hey, we'll just throw the whole stadium out in the lake and make an artificial reef. So maybe that's where Huntington Bank Stadium is headed,
well,
out in the middle of Lake Erie.
No, I believe they're actually taking a page out of our book, and they're moving out to the suburbs, kind of like they're going out of downtown, going out to the suburbs.
That's exactly what I thought of, because that's why I thought about Turner Field. And to your point, there's nothing wrong with this stadium per se, but it's almost like if you want to be indoors, if you want to create a better situation for yourself and you're 30 years in, now's the time if they want to go ahead and pull those strings.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they should win first.
Well, coming
that
up.
That stadium will never host a playoff game, I don't think. Oh.
We'll see. Coming up, I'm nervous. Mike.
Apparently you should be.
You should
Apparently
be.
I should be.
You want me to give you a teaser before which one wins?
Sure, it's going
to
test my deodorant
this
today.
This one's on Allie's shoulders, because everybody will have their own individual list here. Who would look more like their costume in the tools race? Bo wearing Phil the Bucket or Dylan wearing Hammer and Hank? There you go. That's coming up on the other side of the break. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.